With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. There'll be no hustle for Queen's General Hospital this year. The annual Hospital Hustle event, coordinated by members of the Queen's General Hospital Auxiliary, has been put off until 2023. Auxiliary President Linda McKinnon says several reasons factored into their decision to call off the 2022 edition.
The COVID, we're just not sure what's going on with that or what will be in September. And we also need a new chairperson. We don't currently have one to do it. And really, it needs a little more planning than to start in June or July. So we felt it would be better to postpone it.
The hospital hustle traditionally raises between $20,000 and $30,000, which is turned over to the auxiliary to buy equipment for the hospital. Like many fundraisers, the hustle went online in 2021, bringing in over $20,000 to buy an EKG machine. The hospital received that equipment earlier this year, and it was immediately put into service. McKinnon says auxiliary members were glad to be able to hold the hustle online, but don't feel they could go that route again this year.
Most of our ladies are, we're older, and we're not as savvy with the online as our younger folks are.
She also heard concerns from some of their older supporters. They weren't even aware the hustle was happening because they don't participate on social media and aren't comfortable moving money online. McKinnon says with COVID restrictions lifting, the hospital auxiliary is aiming to reopen the gift shop at Queen's General in September, and they're looking to attract new members to help raise money for the hospital. When it comes to the hustle, people can invest as much or as little time as they'd like, but every little bit helps.
There's a lot of different types of things. You could be involved one day, you could be involved, you know, maybe a week or so just before and after, or you could be involved in the actual planning 5 or 6 months ahead.
Anyone wishing to join can contact the Queen's General Hospital Auxiliary directly. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.